Hi, this is Matt with the Intergalactic Herald. Welcome to my Startless Week in Review podcast. This is podcast number 59. Any articles or videos mentioned can be found on my website at intergalacticherald.com. Please look for News Recap 108. So just a quick summary of things I'll go over today. One is some of the Solana issues. Actually, a lot of the Solana issues. I'm going through the rundown here. So same thing about Starbase, a few things about blockchain, some thoughts on this surge practice, and just a couple of things from me on kind of, again, what I'm up to and how I'm playing Star Atlas right now. So before I get into that, just a couple of quick things. One, I'm always looking for podcast guests. So if you're interested in either looking at the week in review, or you want to talk about, if you're a Star Atlas builder, you want to talk about your project or another content creator, definitely be interested to expand this so you don't always have to listen to just me talking. So please go to intergalacticherald.com, look for the contact page and go ahead and fill that out. And then I do have two of my Star Atlas projects that I'm also working on. One is a merch store called Intergalactic Gear. If you go there right now, you'll see that there's predominantly the merch survey, but close to officially announcing my first product. Okay, it's a coffee mug. But anyways, it was more of getting everything in proof of concept, all the technical things, payment, processing, manufacturing, shipping, taxes, just so many things. So I'm still just trying to wrap up the last little bit before I'm willing to announce that. But technically, it is available for purchase. But again, it's functional. It's not all optimized yet. And then the other thing is what I'm calling my non-guild guild called Intergalactic Coalition. And that's, again, that's available at intergalacticcoalition.com. This is my idea for a Starless gamer community, different than Discord. So have more things like threaded discussions, more asynchronous, where you can get alerts for topics you want to follow and comment back. So it will be a paid platform, partly to offset the cost of the software. It's not free like Discord. So they charge for features and totally understand that. So if you're interested in maybe joining a bunch of Star Atlas gamers who are not interested in joining guilds, but nevertheless kind of want to hang out and chat and, you know, have things like that, please go to intergalacticcoalition.com, fill out that interest survey. Once I get enough people that are interested, I'll start working to develop that platform and community out. So okay, let's go ahead and get into some of the things that caught my attention this past week. Beyond the Horizon released a great video on the Solana issues. So one thing that I immediately learned that I kind of commented on my last one was this concept of the RPC. And again, I've kind of semi-familiar with that because that's how servers talk to each other, or client servers in typical network configurations. I used to be an IT manager, so I knew Windows Server was an RPC server. Anyways, what I didn't realize, and Beyond the Horizon actually explained very well, that is one of the types of Solana nodes that are out there. So I'd heard of validators before, but I didn't realize that the RPC things that people talk about in the Star Atlas Discord are actually part of Solana. So I thought they might have been another third party or something. So again, that's great education, helps me understand more. Again, I'm not a blockchain expert by any stretch. The other thing he mentioned in his video I thought was very interesting, that the Solana transactions per second, I thought, again, this was really fast, have actually dropped quite a bit from 50,000 to 1,000. So yeah, that explains a lot of the congestion and things like that. So anyways, it was a great explainer video on why the congestion, and even went into at the end some of the possible fixes. Again, if you're looking for a very, well, intro, but also technical, highly recommend that. And again, if you go to intergalacticherald.com, look for News Recap 108, you'll see a link to his YouTube video there. Then I think a few days later, Siggy, one of the content creators who predominantly focuses on Twitter/X, also retweeted an excellent explanation from another person. And again, this is where now I'm not sure who that person is, but I did read that. And it gets more information, definitely very technical, but again, learning more. And that other person was mentioning that there's some changes that Solana had made recently on the networking layer. Now, what is a network layer? He goes into it in his tweet thread, so I'll kind of tell you to go read there. But basically, sounds like the Solana team changed some things, and that's kind of hard. Anyways, the best takeaway, I guess, from all of this is that Solana is where there's a problem. I think I read somewhere later in one of the newsletters that I get that this was a good problem. I think it was a phrase. It was a good problem to have because it shows that Solana is a success and getting more popular. And this isn't something the team was totally surprised by, but it wasn't on their immediate fix. And again, I think there was not necessarily a lot of, well, we didn't know this was going to come and things like that. But Solana seems to like, we do. And I think even the founder of Solana point mentioned something like, you know, a single bug is great because you know exactly what to fix. It's the overall things like this that make it harder. But again, there was talk, and I did read some other articles that came through my news, kind of general blockchain news, that Solana's working on some things. They hope to bring some stuff out. So this may just be the thing we have to be patient and get through. So, but anyways, again, I want to highlight, it was really great seeing some StarOS community members kind of step up and provide some non-StarOS content, but related to, you know, obviously Solana. So again, great to Beyond the Horizon and Siggy for putting that out. So one thing to point out in the weekly StarOS newsletter from Aphia, which again is always great. Again, go to my website. You can find links to that. Do subscribe to theirs. They put out a great set of kind of specific details each week on focusing on StarOS. But one thing that was really fascinating to find out is that we know there was a StarOS Starbase delay coming out for by a day. But what was interesting to learn in hindsight that apparently part of it was because they had to actually upload the on-chain programs. Again, not sure what that exactly means, but kind of know that some of the things that we do are on the blockchain and we're interacting. That's why we have to do transactions. But anyways, that the StarOS team needed to upload 5,000 transactions and it just wasn't working. So I was thinking, I'm like, here I am in, you know, Faction Fleet, clicking to restock my thing. And I don't know, I assume if you're restocking four resources, that's four transactions. Again, I'm not a Solana blockchain expert. I don't know, but let's just say there's four per, and I got 10 ships. So, okay, four times 10, so 40. Yeah, okay. 10 clicks in my ledger, no problem. They don't work. Okay, I try again, no problem. But again, if there was 5,000 transactions that needed to upload the on-chain programs for Star Atlas, and they don't go through, and one doesn't go through, or two doesn't. I'm like, how does it even, like, fail? But who knows? Anyway, it sounds like they at least got it up the next day. So that, again, puts some context around why, you know, there was a delay. So in addition to that, we're, as gamers, struggling to do different things within the Star Atlas environment. Even the team is having problems. So, again, there's a lot going on. So, like I said, there's lots of Solana issues here. So middle of the week, Star Atlas had their traditional Atlas Brew. So they did, as it sounds like their format usually is, kind of some news and updates, and then they go into a topic. And this one was on the continuation of talking about the roadmap. And I'll admit, as recording this, I only got halfway through it, and this is the best time to record, so I'll finish listening to the brew later on the roadmap. But again, kind of talked about the roadmap before. But one of the interesting things they mentioned kind of in the news section, that because the Starbase came out, there were lots of comments made in the foundation room. So I'm not reviewing it, they said it, but they did say that the team is definitely listening to all that feedback, and forget who said what. But anyways, the point is they're listening, and kind of got the feeling, again, just asking for the community's patience, that, you know, they designed a specific economy and it's literally less than 5 days or 10 days since it came out. Maybe it's a week, and they're not going to make, you know, immediately wholesale changes, but again, they're listening, and this is part of developing a thing. So again, kind of be patient. And I think that's actually a really good point to bring up. And I'm glad they kind of commented on what was in the foundation room on the Atlas Brew, because one, StarOS team are developing game design. Well, yeah, what was it? Going back to my interview with Jose, that there are kind of three levers. Everybody talks about the levers of StarOS. And again, the three were game design, economy, and lore. Obviously, not lore. We're pretty much focused on economy, but you could say in some senses this is game design. You know, the idea that we're upkeeping and upgrading the Starbase, is that feels more like a design thing than an economy. Though, again, there's obviously an economy thing. But we know the Sage Manual has been out for a while. It is being followed, not exactly, but a lot of people do say, hey, remember that was in the Sage gameplay manual or game design manual. So I think, again, there's something to keep in mind there, that they've been working on these ideas. Sure, they release it, quote unquote, to the public, and they get all this feedback. Maybe some is positive, some is negative. Maybe some people are gaming, quote unquote, gaming the system, taking advantage of the system. And again, unless there's an egregious bug or an egregious, oops, we totally typed that in wrong or something, it's only the first week. And so it is good the team's listening, but also I feel like they do get to kind of be patient and see how things play out. So we'll see. They alluded to there may have been, and I to be honest, don't remember. Maybe because I think they always say they'll announce something on a Thursday change. And I guess, well, if it's in Discord, they announced it. I may have read it, but again, I'm still not playing Starbase yet, so probably didn't register that. But anyways, that was pretty cool. So a couple other things that popped up. One, almost missed it. I guess I need to follow people on Medium better. But anyways, a group or a person, again, I've seen a couple things from them, but I'm not exactly sure. Gallia Crafters posted a Medium article about the Starbase Game Loops. Now, they published a few weeks or months back a really great how to get started for like $20. I mean, awesome title for a piece of content, so give them credit there. Kind of talking about the different Starbase game loops, the upkeep, the upgrading, and then the Starbases. So it was actually the first time I have seen someone kind of break down the different things. So that was actually really great. And again, if you're, you know, well, following me, I haven't heard that stuff, like kind of people talking about how the different mechanics. I mean, we knew there was upkeep, we knew there was upgrading, but to kind of get into a little more depth. So really wanted to call out that article. I think was really great, again, from Gallia Crafters. And then the other thing I almost missed on Twitter, there was a post, a video by actual CEO Michael Wegner. I think actually was on Domic's, the community manager or senior community. Sorry, I don't know everybody's titles. You know who you are. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to not give people credit. But anyways, a video, and it was basically Michael Wegner going through like a how-to tutorial of both the showroom and the Sage. Based on a few of the words, I kind of think it might have been a recorded presentation for one of the conferences he's attending. I wasn't sure. It wasn't really clear. I'm not sure why I was on the main Star Atlas YouTube channel. But regardless, it was great. We've seen the content before, but I don't know. It was still just kind of cool to get start, finish, and basically, he was doing one of the guy talking in a window, showing the screen. I mean, so it was great. So highly recommend that. I realized after I watched it, I should make sure to put a link to it through on my guide page. But one of the most interesting things that came out, because it actually answered a question I came up with the last podcast, is why is everything on the blockchain? And Michael Wegner answered it directly. Hey, people wonder why it's all on there. And he brought up this term. I think I've heard it once before, but it sure hasn't become sort of a phrase that we talk about a lot, called composability. I had to re-listen to it, so I'm pretty sure that was the word he used, but he only said it once. So, I think so. And it almost feels like a made-up word, because I know back in my IT day, we had lots of abilities. Reliability is a real thing, but we were inventing, adaptability. I don't know. We just had abilities. Anyway, doesn't matter. Going off on a tangent doesn't make any sense. Anyways, but what I guess the key of this was so that other people can build for the game, sort of like tools. And then he went off and talked about kind of the different automation tools and their strategy or their philosophy about them. But again, we've talked about automation tools and my thoughts on that before. But let's just go back to this composability and how it relates to why Star Atlas is on the blockchain. And it kind of finally clicked. So if a traditional game designer builds a game, we're definitely going to call it closed loop. One of the phrases in software development is open source, so everybody can see the code. You know, you can actually look at the code, you can recompile it, you can do it yourself. But I would be shocked if, you know, Fortnite or Call of Duty or whatever have those. Now, we know people have in the past, at least on the PC gaming side, have done mods, you know, famous Quake mods and Half-Life mods and things like that. So there was ways to get into it, but it was always hacks and the game designers just kind of allowed it. And again, it worked great. But what I think this composability concept is that by the fact that, again, all the program of Star Atlas are on-chain, again, that was back to that thing about the 5,000 transaction, that other people can then run those. So I started realizing, is this kind of like the concept of an API, an application programming interface? And if you've been in software for a while, does that company have an API? And again, it allows for things to be tied together because one company releases kind of basically a way to access that program through software calls or programming calls. Again, I don't really know what I'm saying, but I realized they're using the blockchain, in this case Solana, as sort of that open thing. So we've seen tools like the Sly tool for helping with automation. So that's actually interacting with the program. So that tool causes actions to occur in Star Atlas programs. Now, again, this isn't just reporting where you're just looking at the blockchain and it could be Star Atlas or it could be anything. This is actually saying, hey, here's how you do it. So I guess I now get the point. Why is everything like a move command or a doc command on the blockchain? It's so that other people, other programmers have access to all of that. Now, you could debate, is that a good idea or is that a bad idea related to how to develop a game? But that's not the point. The point is they have decided to build it that way. And my point on the last podcast was, well, why'd they do it? Well, they did it for this composability philosophy, for lack of a better term. So, fair enough. Accept it. The internal thing that also seemed to make sense, and again, I'm kind of trying to relate all these things. I hope they are, but I'm not sure, is that we have heard of the fact that the multiple products, so the showroom, the browser game Sage, the mobile app, all access the same assets on blockchain. I was like, okay, that's cool because the assets are. But I think it's more than that. It's not just the assets. It's actually, again, if you're mining in a browser game, and eventually the showroom UE5 has that function there, you would actually see yourself mining in UE5 too, because again, the process, not just the asset, but the actual game process could be in both places. So again, you can again argue right or wrong. That's not my point. My point is, they've done it so they can do these things and other third parties can also act at them. Cool. So again, still a great training video, great overview of Star Atlas, but is that one thing that kind of stood out to me that I think really, made a lot more sense. So cool. So moving on, just a couple remaining things. Beyond the Horizon put out a Surge practice video. So the Surge is this new gameplay style within the UE showroom that's much more, not first person shooter, PvE, PvP. Player versus player. So it is again the idea that the three factions are all biting and gathering something, and then they win the thing. So he actually put out a really great kind of practice video going around talking about different things. And as I commented on his YouTube channel, this really looks like a game. I know the first one that came out was really laggy, but again, they were working through. But you know, seeing that and him talking about different strategies and different things, it's like, I mean, this is a game. So it's kind of cool. So I'm getting much more excited about, these kind of things as they're building up to the release, and I think there was a video, can't remember if I actually linked to it. Don't remember that one. But anyways, this upcoming April 20th, so in a week from now, they are going to do the official Sage, again, they keep calling it a test, and maybe these words don't matter, but a public access where they're trying to get at least couple thousand people in there, and they're going to get rewards in the form of Atlas and some crew packs. So one cool thing, it's on a Saturday, so awesome. I'm not sure they released the time yet or these things, but again, you're building up to that. So yeah, it was great to see Beyond Horizon put out that Surge practice video, kind of again building momentum for what's coming up this upcoming week. So I know normally this is a look at the past, but I thought I would put that out partly because it segues into the last topic, which is kind of where I'm at right now. So personally, my faction fleet and faction claim transactions out of the blue started performing again. I mean, I think everything succeeded on the first try. So again, I'm not sure if this is Solana got better, the team's fixes came there, but it feels much better. So that makes me kind of think, well, maybe I should try Starbased if the transactions are working a little better. So we'll see if I have time this weekend. But on the other hand, now I'm thinking, well, maybe I should play around in the showroom and figure out the Sage game there. So for once, I have to say, I'm a little bit kind of like, hey, there's something there. This looks interesting when we get into it. So we'll see where my time availability this weekend comes. But I was thinking that possibly next weekend, actually carving out the morning and at least, well, again, I don't know what time it is, but I'm just going to assume morning because all the other ones have been 10 a.m. But for that. So, yeah. So, kind of feel like I need to start finding a little bit of time on the weekends to try to do a couple of these things, especially if, again, we get the transaction issues resolved on Solana. So, anyway, so that's just sort of where I'm at right now. I'll go ahead and wrap up. Again, if you're interested in being a podcast guest, love to have someone on, whether you're a community member, a Startless builder, content creator, team member, perhaps. Please go to intergalacticherald.com, look for my contact page, just fill that out, and we can talk about that. And then just a reminder, my two projects, if one's intergalacticgear.com, that's my very, very close to launching Star Atlas merch store, but I really appreciate anybody filling out the merch survey that's there. Give me some ideas on some other products I can start looking to build and source for the store. And then lastly, if you're a Star Atlas gamer, not interested in joining a guild, but yet still want to hang out with Star Atlas gamers, please go to intergalacticcoalition.com, fill out my interest survey, and again, love to create a community for just us. So anyways, that's pretty much it. I hope you have a great week ahead. This is Matt with the Intergalactic Herald.